All right, welcome to another deep dive. This time, we're going to be looking at a book called Quantum Empowerment: The Science Behind Manifesting Your Dreams.
Ooh.
This one was sent in by one of our listeners,
Yeah.
and I have to say, it definitely caught our eye.
Yeah, it's an interesting one for sure.
It's like quantum physics
Yeah.
and manifesting all in one book.
Yeah, it kind of combines a few things that we've looked at in the past,
It's
so.
very intriguing. I'm excited.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think this one is going to be a fun one to kind of unpack.
Yeah.
So the author is Roshan Gawande, and
Wow.
he's a software architect.
Okay.
Which is kind of interesting
Yeah.
because he sees a connection between the precise world of coding and the kind of mind-bending world of quantum mechanics.
So he's like saying we can code our own reality.
Well, in a way, that's kind of what he's getting at.
I'm already intrigued.
Yeah, I mean, the book really delves into some complex quantum physics concepts to try and explain how manifestation might actually work. But before we get too deep into that, I think it would be helpful to take a step back
Yeah.
and make sure we're all on the same page when it comes to some of the basics.
Okay.
So you've probably heard of the law of attraction, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
That's that idea that like attracts like our
Yeah.
thoughts and emotions can actually attract similar experiences into our lives.
Yeah, that's the basic gist of it.
Good vibes attract good things and all that.
Exactly. And this book takes that concept and tries to give it a scientific foundation
Yeah.
using principles from quantum physics.
Okay, so we're talking about bridging the gap between this kind of, I guess, woo-woo-woo idea of manifestation and the hardcore science of quantum physics.
Right.
It's a pretty ambitious goal.
Definitely ambitious.
I like it.
And to understand how the book makes this connection, we need to grasp a few key quantum physics concepts.
Okay.
I think the first one is probably the observer effect.
Okay, have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Vaguely.
vaguely.
It has something to do with how just observing something can actually change it,
Yeah,
right?
talked
Like
about it.
we're influencing reality just by looking at it.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling, but that's the basic idea.
Okay.
Quantum physics suggests that the act of observation can actually influence the state of a particle.
That's
I know
crazy.
it's a hard one to wrap your head around,
Yeah.
but the book uses this to suggest that our thoughts and intentions can actually shape our reality. It's
Okay.
like our minds are acting as those observers, influencing the world around us.
That's a pretty wild idea, but isn't that a bit of a leap? How strong is the scientific evidence for that claim?
Well, that's where things get a little tricky.
Okay.
While the observer effect is a real phenomenon in quantum physics, applying it to our thoughts and intentions is where the scientific community starts to raise eyebrows.
Okay, so we're entering the realm of interpretation and speculation here.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
The book is presenting one particular interpretation of how these quantum principles might relate to our lives. But it's not necessarily a universally accepted scientific truth.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So we've got the observer effect.
Yep.
What other mind-bending quantum physics concepts does the book throw into the mix?
So another big one is superposition.
Okay.
And the easiest way to think about this is Schrödinger's cat.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Makes my brain hurt a little.
It's a classic.
That's a fascinating
It's a
fact.
thought experiment
Yeah.
where the cat is both dead and alive at the same time until we open the box and observe it.
Yeah, that's trippy.
It is, but it perfectly illustrates the concept of superposition
Right.
because the idea is that in the quantum world, particles exist in multiple states at once until they are measured.
Okay.
So the book suggests that this principle shows we have the power to choose the reality we want by collapsing those possibilities into the outcome we desire.
So we're choosing which version of the cat we want to see.
Right.
Okay.
So in essence, you're not just a passive observer, you're an active participant in shaping your reality.
So you're saying that according to this book, we're not just passive observers,
Right.
we're active participants in shaping our reality.
That's exactly what the book is arguing.
Okay, I have to admit, this is all starting to sound a bit more intriguing than woo-woo now.
Yeah.
But how does the book actually propose we do this?
Right.
How do we go from understanding these heady quantum principles to actually manifesting our dream life?
So that's where the book transitions from theoretical physics to practical application.
Okay.
It lays out a sort of how-to guide
Okay.
with steps like setting clear and intentional goals, aligning your thoughts and actions with those goals, overcoming limiting beliefs, and raising your energy to attract the things you want.
So it's like a blend of classic self-help advice, but with this quantum physics twist.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's trying to give a framework for these self-help principles.
That's right.
And suggesting that they work because they're aligned with these underlying laws of the universe.
Okay, so we've got the big picture.
Yeah.
This wild world of quantum physics and how the book tries to apply it to personal growth.
Right.
Now, I'm curious, who exactly is this book targeting? Who is Roshan Gawande trying to reach with this message?
It seems to be aiming for a pretty wide audience.
Okay.
So I think anyone who's ever felt that sort of woo-woo pull of manifesting, but also has a healthy curiosity about science.
Okay.
You know, the kind of folks who are fascinated by the idea that these seemingly out there concepts might actually have some basis in scientific principles.
Right. It's like it's speaking to that part of us that wants to believe in magic.
Yeah.
But also needs a little bit of logic and reason to back it up.
All
like,
right.
Show me the science behind the magic trick.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
Okay, so we've talked about the observer effect and superposition.
Right.
Two pretty trippy concepts from quantum physics.
Yeah, they are pretty mind-bending.
But the book also mentions this other key idea, energy and frequency.
Right.
Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, so basically everything in the universe, including our thoughts and emotions, vibrates at a certain frequency.
Okay.
It's kind of like everything has its own energy signature.
So like a unique vibe.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, I'm following so far.
Okay, good.
But how does that tie into manifesting our desires?
So the book argues that similar frequencies attract each other.
Okay.
So if you want to attract something into your life, you need to align your own energy and frequency with that thing.
So if I'm vibrating at a like broke frequency, I'm going to keep attracting more broke experiences.
Potentially, yeah.
And if I want to attract abundance, I need to shift my frequency to match that.
That's the basic idea.
Okay.
It's about becoming a vibrational match for things you want to experience.
Got it.
So the book emphasizes the importance of cultivating a positive mindset and focusing on the emotions you want to feel.
Okay.
Because those emotions will emit the right frequency to attract similar experiences.
So does that mean I should be forcing myself to feel happy and positive all the time?
Well, even when things are tough.
No, it's not about denying your genuine emotions or pretending to be happy all the time.
Okay.
It's more about becoming aware of your dominant thoughts and feelings.
Okay.
And making a conscious effort to shift them in a more positive direction.
So being mindful of the energy we're putting out into the world.
Exactly.
Like, are we broadcasting vibes of, like, lack and fear?
Uh-huh.
Or are we radiating confidence and abundance?
Exactly. Okay. It's recognizing that our thoughts and emotions aren't just abstract things happening in our heads, but actual energetic forces that can influence our reality.
So this all ties into what we were talking about earlier with the observer effect.
Right.
It's like we're not just observing our reality, we're also actively shaping it with our energy and frequency.
Exactly. And that's a key point that the book makes.
Okay.
You're not just a passive recipient of whatever life throws your way.
Okay.
You're actually a co-creator of your own experience.
Okay. I'm starting to get how this all connects.
But let's get practical.
Okay.
The book lays out these specific techniques for manifesting our desires.
Man.
What are some of those techniques?
So one of the most emphasized ones is setting clear and intentional goals.
Okay.
The book argues that the more specific you are about what you want, the easier it is for the universe to deliver it.
So instead of just like vaguely wishing for more money, I should be specific about the amount I want to earn.
Right.
The time frame I want to earn it in.
Exactly.
Maybe even how I want to earn it.
Yeah. The more specific, the better.
Okay.
It's about getting crystal clear about your desires.
Okay.
And really focusing your energy and intention on that specific outcome.
You can't hit a target you can't see, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So we've got our clear, specific goals.
Yeah.
Do we just sit back and wait for the universe to deliver?
Well, not quite.
Okay.
The book emphasizes the importance of aligning your thoughts, emotions, and actions with your desired outcome.
So it's not just about daydreaming. It's about taking concrete steps towards your goals.
Exactly.
While believing that you can achieve them.
Yeah, it's about taking aligned action.
Okay.
Remember we talked about those frequencies earlier?
Uh-huh.
Well, taking action that's aligned with your goals reinforces that frequency.
Okay.
Makes it stronger and more likely to attract that outcome.
Got it.
Yeah.
I am curious about those limiting beliefs we all tend to have.
Right.
How does the book address those.
So the book argues that limiting beliefs are like energetic blocks
Okay.
that prevent us from manifesting our desires.
So they're like little roadblocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So to clear the path for our dreams to materialize,
Okay.
we need to identify and overcome those beliefs.
Got it.
So the book suggests things like affirmations, visualizations, and gratitude practices,
Okay.
all aimed at shifting our energy and frequency to a more positive state.
So it's like retraining our brains
Yeah.
to focus on possibilities rather than the limitations.
Exactly.
But that's easier said than done, right?
Oh, for sure.
How does the book suggest we actually shift those deeply ingrained beliefs?
So it encourages a few different approaches.
Okay.
One is to become aware of your negative self-talk
Okay.
and consciously challenge those thoughts.
Okay, so if you catch yourself thinking like, I'm not good enough to achieve that.
Exactly.
Okay.
You replace it with a more empowering thought,
Okay.
like I am capable and deserving of success.
So you're replacing that negative internal dialogue with a more positive and supportive one.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it might feel a bit uncomfortable at first,
Right.
but the more you do it, the more natural it becomes.
What about visualizations?
Right.
I've heard a lot about those in the context of manifestation.
Yeah, it's a popular technique.
How does the book approach that?
So the book encourages readers to create vivid mental images of themselves already having it all of their goals.
Okay.
The idea is that by repeatedly visualizing that desired outcome as if it's already happened,
Okay.
you're strengthening the neural pathways in your brain
Okay.
associated with that outcome.
So we're tricking our brains
Yeah,
into
whammy.
believing that our dreams are already our reality.
Yeah, you're creating a strong emotional connection to that desired outcome,
Okay.
which helps to align your energy and frequency with it.
This is starting to sound very familiar. A
Yeah.
lot of these techniques are similar to what we see in other like self-help and manifestation programs.
Right.
So what sets this book apart?
So I think what sets it apart is that it attempts to ground these practices in the principles of quantum physics.
Okay.
It's not just about positive thinking.
Right.
It's suggesting that these practices work because they're aligned with these underlying laws of the universe.
So it's appealing to both the logical, scientific side of our brains and the part of us that yearns for a little magic and possibility.
Exactly. But
Okay.
whether or not you buy into that connection is up to you.
Right.
But even if you take the quantum physics aspect with a grain of salt, I think the book's emphasis on clarity, intention, aligned action, and overcoming limiting beliefs
Yeah.
can still be valuable tools for anyone who
Yeah.
wants to create positive change in their lives.
I agree. Those are all principles that resonate with a lot of people,
Yeah.
regardless of their beliefs about quantum physics. And
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
if thinking about our thoughts and emotions as energetic forces helps us to be more mindful and intentional
Right.
about the kind of energy we're putting out into the world,
Yeah.
maybe that's not such a bad thing.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. From the basics of the law of attraction to some pretty mind-bending quantum physics concepts.
Yeah, we've been through the ringer, haven't we?
Yeah, we
A lot
bet.
to think about.
But before we wrap up,
Yeah.
I'm just curious to get your overall take on this book, Quantum Empowerment.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating how the book really tries to present this scientific framework for something that's often seen as purely like spiritual or mystical.
Right.
It takes these abstract concepts like manifestation, the law of attraction, and tries to ground them in the principles of quantum physics.
Yeah, and it's not just throwing around scientific jargon to sound impressive.
Right.
Like, it actually explains these concepts in a way that's relatively easy to understand, even for someone who isn't a physicist.
Yeah, I agree. I think the author does a pretty good job of connecting those complex scientific ideas
Right.
to, everyday experiences
Right.
and relatable examples.
Right.
And it's not just about understanding the science.
Right.
The book also provides practical steps for applying these principles to your own life, like setting clear goals,
Yeah.
challenging those limiting beliefs.
Yeah, I think that's a crucial point. It's not just about passively wishing for things to happen. It's about actively participating in the creation of your reality.
Right.
It's like that famous quote from Gandhi, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." This book is saying, "Be the change you wish to see in your own life," basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And using those quantum physics principles to help you do that.
Yeah, that raises an interesting question.
Yeah.
Like, if our thoughts really do have this power to influence reality,
Yeah.
what kind of world do we want to create?
That's the big question, isn't it? You
Yeah.
know, it's not just about manifesting our own personal desires.
Right.
If we believe we're co-creators of reality,
Yeah.
then I think we have a responsibility to use that power wisely.
So it's not just about personal gain. It's about contributing to a collective reality that's, positive and beneficial for everyone.
Exactly. Yeah, recognizing that we're all interconnected
Right.
and that our choices and actions have these ripple effects.
That's a powerful message.
Yeah.
It suggests that manifestation isn't just about personal gain.
Right.
It's about creating a world that we can all thrive in.
Absolutely.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
Our deep dive into quantum empowerment, the science behind manifesting your dreams.
It was a mouthful.
Yeah, it was a long title. Whether you're a believer in manifestation or a skeptic,
Yeah.
I think we can agree this book offers a fascinating perspective on the intersection of science and personal growth.
Definitely encourages us to think outside the box a little bit.
Yeah, and maybe it inspires us to tap into our own power as conscious creators of our reality.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for diving deep with us today.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
All right, we'll catch you in the next one.